This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
You are very welcome.
For this week, what was number five?
Number five was President Trump and Twitter. And, you know, he's kind of always making headlines with a lot of his tweets, but this time it was making headlines because it was found unconstitutional that President Trump was blocking users on Twitter. There's a federal judge in Manhattan that finally presided over this case, and she found that President's Twitter account is a public forum, and so by disallowing people to read that information, it was an infringement upon the First Amendment. So this is a pretty monumental decision because social platforms are kind of looked at as private entities that can set their own policies and things like that. So it's going to be interesting how this played out. Obviously, he hasn't unblocked anybody at this point because, you know, I wouldn't expect him to so soon. But it's, I don't know, the more that I read into it, the more it doesn't make sense because now people who are blocked from Twitter are going to be able to sue Twitter and be like, hey, you're infringing upon my First Amendment rights. So Twitter is going to lose all the type of freedom that they have, not necessarily a private company because they are public, but as a company setting their own policies. So it sets a weird precedent. We'll see how it plays out. But for the time being, President Trump has lost and he cannot block people on Twitter.
You know, when you make specific laws like that, it's a slippery slope because it always ends up coming back to bite you.
I totally agree. And it's going to be, it's going to be really interesting to see the lawsuits playing out over this. A lot of people are going, I've read a good amount of articles being like, this is going to be appealed and it's going to be overturned. Like, there's just no way that they'll be able to uphold this, and it's going to open up a legal can of worms. But, you know, it's an interesting thing in 2018 that, you know, a president can be sued over blocking people on social media. It's a weird time.
So does President Trump have his own personal Twitter account and then the president Twitter account, or is it all one and the same?
Yeah, so that was actually one of the arguments as well. He does have two. @RealDonaldTrump was his personal account that was then graduated to the president account when he became president. But there's also a president of the United States Twitter account as well. But because he does handle very official announcements from his personal account, it was viewed as a public forum because of the nature of the announcements.
So let's say he blocks someone in, like, when Twitter was first formed. Does that mean he has to unblock them now?
Yeah, according to this ruling, he will. He will have to unblock everybody. We'll see if it upholds. But yeah, even no matter when he did it, and when it was a personal account or not, because it has been graduated to the voice of the president, it is viewed as that public forum.
Okay, you're right. This is going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. So for this week, what was number four?
Number four was drinking straws. And, you know, there's been a lot of mounting pressure on a lot of different companies and a lot of different states to get rid of single-use plastic. And one of the biggest pieces of single-use plastic is straws. And so McDonald's is feeling that pressure right now. At their last shareholders meeting, they voted to find a proposal to find an alternative to plastic straws. It was struck down, so they're not going to implement that in all of their 3,600 restaurants nationwide. But, you know, they are looking at other sustainable ways to have straws. But the thing is, they're putting 95 million single-use straws out in the world every single day. So that's a lot of plastic. That's an issue. They are using compostable straws in some of their markets. They're using paper straws in some of the UK markets. So we'll see. I think I've seen a good amount of campaigns recently, though. Even the World Surf League, I saw recently a hashtag stop sucking coming out from one of their marketing videos. So it's interesting. Definitely straws are something you use quite a bit, and it's harmful.
You know, I was thinking, why not just make sippy cups? But then I realized I'm an adult and I can't drink out of a sippy cup.
That's a good alternative. I mean, sippy cups were a good time. That was definitely a good time.
Well, if we're trying to, maybe if it's not straws, what are you supposed to use then? A sippy cup? I mean, It's going to spill everywhere if you don't have the cover of it, and it's a pain in the butt to take the cover off and drink from it.
I've seen recently some products pop up that are not single-use straws, but like personal, like metal straws that you can just have and use in all your drinks. But there's one that folds up and it fits on a keychain. So you don't have to remember like to take your straw around with you every day. It's just on your keys. It's nice, small, and compact. Comes with a little cleaning kit and it pops out and you can just use it in your stuff. So I think that would be a good alternative. Because I agree, straws are awesome. I mean, I love straws. They're great.
I feel like an adult when I drink out of a straw, not a sippy cup.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
But you know what? I'm so glad you said that little straw thing comes with a cleaning kit, because I'm like, a big metal straw, how are you going to clean that out? I mean, how are you going to get into the center of the metal straw, right? It's going to be like, well, the ends are clean, but not the center.
It's a mildew trap. Yep. It comes like with one of the little pipe cleaner things. You can get in there nice and deep and make sure everything is nice and clean.
Oh, man, that is smart. So for this week, what's number three?
It was Survivor, which I was shocked to even find out this was still on the air, but for the first time in the 36-season history, the show came down to a tie, which is shocking that that's never happened before. But in the finale of Ghost Island this past week, it came down to a tie and is between Dominic, Laurel, and Wendell. They were the final three in there. And it tied between Dominic and Wendell. And so Laurel had to make the tie-breaking decision. I think one of them, I don't know, one of them had to make the tie-breaking decision. I might mess up the names there. But Wendell won, which was crazy. No, it was Johnson. Yeah. So Johnson, she was the finalist not involved in the tie. She had to make the deciding vote, which was intense. And the tribe has spoken, so Wendell Holland won. But again, shocked to find out that it's been going on since 2000. I mean, I used to love it back in the day. Boston Rob, that guy was the man. But, I mean, admittedly, I haven't watched in a very long time.
You're right. I didn't know it was still going. That's a thing. Apparently it's a thing. It's still out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's so entertaining the way that they have to, like, you know, survive out there and make alliances and backstab each other and immunity challenges. It's good. It's a good show.
You know, the backstabbing, though, it got kind of old, at least for me. You know, that's the reason why I stopped watching it. You knew at some point everybody's going to backstab everybody else. So it's kind of like, I already know how it's going to end with bad blood.
That's true. Bad blood. Exactly. Like our girl Tay would say, bad blood.
You always got to bring Taylor Swift into this.
Yep.
Jesus, Justin.
Yep.
Okay, so what was number two?
Number two was Memorial Day. We've got the long holiday coming up this year, as it does every single year, but this weekend. And so people are turning to Google to figure out different things they can do, but most notably traffic patterns. So we had a lot of information from Waze, and they analyze all the 2017 traffic data to predict the worst times of the year this year to drive. So if you're driving today, if you're leaving today, don't drive between 3 and 5. Apparently that's the worst time. I'm probably going to try to leave right in that window, so it's going to be terrible. And then from Saturday to Monday, 12 to 2 p.m. is going to be the worst time to be on the road. And then on Tuesday, 3 to 5 p.m. That's interesting. I guess people may be taking one more day off and coming back on Tuesday. But there's been a 140% increase in navigations to beaches, 133% increase navigations to movie theaters. So it should be an exciting time.
What are you going to do for this weekend?
I am going to go climb Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen up in like 4 hours north of San Francisco. So going to go climb some mountains.
Jeez, man, you made my weekend feel like crap. I'm just going to garden with my mother.
Hey, that sounds lovely too. What are you guys growing?
Oh, man, she just bought all these flowers from Home Depot. I don't even know what kind of flowers they are. And she's like, we're going to plant them all around the house and you're going to help me. And I was like, okay, Mom, I'm going to help you. Let's do this. We're going to rock these flowers.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, well, she loves to plant her flowers. She has little rose bushes and I don't know, this other plant that's purple. It's pretty, though. But she likes her plants. So I'm going to help her out there. And I think my dad's going to barbecue. Man, I want to go rock climbing. That sounds more fun than playing in some dirt.
Yeah, I feel like you guys don't have a lot of mountains, though, out in the Midwest. So
No. We have a lot of nothing. We don't have a lot of mountains.
Yeah.
We got a lot of forest preserves. That's what we got. And deer ticks. Boom.
Sure.
There we go. What was number one?
Number one is National Wine Day. not to be confused with National Drink Wine Day, which was earlier this year in February. So there's a lot of made-up wine holidays for everybody that likes to drink wine. And it's exciting because Whole Foods is offering 20% off their wine all day for this made-up holiday. You know, it's just another excuse to get out there, have a sip of the nice grape fermented juice drink, and just have a good old time. But yeah, today is National Wine Day, so maybe while you're gardening, you can crack open some rosé with the mom and sip on it out of your reusable straw. There you go.
Because you need to feel very adult drinking out of a straw. No sippy cups here. They'll get stained with wine. No, so wait, when's National Wine Day? It's today or is it Saturday?
Today.
It's today.
Today, Friday. Yep, Friday, National Wine Day. But National Drink Wine Day, which, come on, people, like, let's get a little bit more creative here. That was in February.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. So this is National Wine Day. So we're supposed to just appreciate wine. We're not supposed to drink it. That's for National Drinking Wine Day.
That's true. I guess so. I guess you're just supposed to look at it and appreciate it. You know, the oldest bottle of wine dates back to 325 A.D.
Wow.
So that's something to appreciate.
Booyah. That means we've all been getting drunk for centuries. That's what it really means. Everybody knew at a party from all the way from AD to BC to right now. Booyah.
Boom.
For this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
It was a royal wedding bad lip reading. And it's pretty funny. You know, the bad lip reading folks, they do a good job. They did it this time to the royal wedding, which obviously everybody was locked and loaded into last weekend. That's pretty funny. I will say I watched it this morning. I never audibly laughed out loud, but I kind of smirked a little bit, so I guess that's good. I don't know. Some of it just kind of made me a little uncomfortable. It's just, like, so silent, except for the actual things that they're saying. And I don't know. There's something a little bit eerie about it. But I don't know. Take a Watch just got 7.8 million views.
Now, I used to watch a bad lip reading, like the really old videos when they first started doing this, and I thought those were hilarious. But as time went on, they tried so hard to, like, make a story out of it, and I think that's where it kind of fell off, because it used to just be nonsensical words. Like, they would just throw in anything that looked like it would fit in there, and that's what I thought made it kind of funny. But now it's like, stop trying to give me a story superimposed on a real story. But, you know, it's still funny. Didn't they do a Super Bowl commercial, too, or no? They just took the idea?
I'm not sure. I'm not super locked into bad lip reading. I agree with you. I think it's kind of like, yeah, maybe trying a little bit too hard, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, it's entertaining. And it had royal wedding, so you know that was clickbait right there. Boom.
Yeah, 100%, man. I know. They knew what they were doing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Hey, you're very welcome.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.